إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, and we seek His assistance, we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord, who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, has gathered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the hellfire. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, it's just going to be a little talk in light of the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-deen al-nasiha, ad-deen al-nasiha, ad-deen al-nasiha, قُلْنَا لِمَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ لِلَّهِ وَلِكِتَابِهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَامَّتِهِمْ. And this is collected by Imam Muslim, and it's authentic, where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, the deen is nasiha, the deen is nasiha, the deen is nasiha. And the deen is sincere advice. We said to who, Ya Rasulullah? He said to Allah, to His book, to His messenger, to the leaders of the Muslims, and to the common folk, or the regular Muslims. So tonight, inshallah ta'ala, is just some of my personal observations, inshallah ta'ala, and hopefully it's some advice for myself and the brothers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. And a few ayahs, that the truth is from your Lord, so don't be from the doubters. And I think we had a talk before looking at some of these ayat and some of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam around this point, that the truth is from our Lord, so don't be amongst the doubters. Once you know that this deen of al-Islam is the truth, then don't let anyone come and doubt you. And the first thing is, our family, they come to us who haven't accepted Islam. You and that thing? Don't let this doubt us. Because one of the characteristics of the real believers is that they don't have any doubt after their iman, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Those people who are the real believers, they are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger and have not doubted since then. And they strive forward, making jihad with their wealth and their persons for the sake of Allah, and they are the truthful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that the real believers, they don't have any doubt in this deen, alhamdulillah. That's in the deen as a whole. And in specific, or in particular, issue by issue. We learn this deen of al-Islam, and then we come to positions that we know are correct in light of the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and then we start to practice those issues. Until some people that come and say, no, it's not like that, it's like this. In order to make us doubt, and this will, and that which we know to be clearly from our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. The truth is from our Lord, so don't be amongst the doubters. And don't let the people come to make us doubters. And this is what we're going to speak about, inshallah ta'ala, as we take the advice of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And some people say that this is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, it has not been authentically reported to him, alayhi salatu wa salam. It's just reported authentically on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says, لا تكونوا إمعة تقولون إن أحسن الناس أحسننا وإن ظلموا ظلمنا ولكن وطنوا أنفسكم إن أحسن الناس أن تحسنوا وإن أساءوا فلا تظلموا. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companion of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam wa radiallahu anhu, he says, don't be an imma'a. An imma'a is the one that whenever he hears something, he with it. Buddhism is correct. Okay, I'm a Buddhist. Yo, guess what, man? I think I made a mistake. Let's be down with the Afrocentric thing. Alright, that sounds good. Then later, nah, you know what? Really, the Masons, they got it. I've been looking and I made a mistake with the Buddhists, but I made a mistake with this Afrocentric thing, but the Masons, they got it. He goes with it. This is the imma'a. Every time somebody, anybody comes to him with anything, it sounds good, he with it. And this person is a person, he don't have a position. All he has is whatever he hears somebody come to tell him. And this is what we want to advise the people to beware of, being an imma'a. Like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is warning us from being an imma'a. But every time somebody comes with something different, we with it. Oh, that's how it is? Okay. That's how it is? Okay. And this is after you already knew that what was the truth in the first place. He goes on to say, explaining this statement of imma'a, and his words, radiallahu anhu, they say, if the people do good, we'll do good. And if the people do wrong, we'll do wrong too. Rather, be firm and decisive on what you want to be on. So if the people do good, then you do good. And if the people do bad, then don't do wrong yourself. So here Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's advising us. And we unfortunately know that we have this type of person around. That every time he hears something, he's just with it. And this is a problem, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is advising us not to be like this in the first place. On the other hand, there are people who add to this by being those to doubt the people. If they see the people are on something, they try to come with something a little controversial or sounds good or whatever in order to bring the people off of what they were on, to let them switch to something else. To make an im'a out of the people. To make these people these blind followers of anybody who comes with anything that he comes with. And today I just want to warn myself and the believers to stay away from being this type of blind follower where you just follow anything that anybody comes with. And that you be aware of those people who come to try to change that which everybody already knows is the truth in the first place. Because the truth is from your Lord, so don't be amongst the doubters. We have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already given us advice in the Quran, as he says here, وَالَّذِينَ اجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهَا وَأَنَابُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us here in Surah Az-Zumar, those people who stay away from worshipping the taghut, every false deity, and they worship Allah, and they repent to Allah, for them is glad tidings, so give glad tidings to my servants. Those who listen to what is being said and follow the best of it, they are the ones who are in guidance from Allah, and they are the ones with the real intellect. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that those people praiseworthy in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those people who have glad tidings from Jannah,
Those are the people who's listening to what's being said. And everybody knows, as the kuffar, the first ones to say, how do we know which religion is the truth? The truth is from your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse just command us, just listen to what the people say. Listen to what is being said and follow the best of it. And the best of any speech is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. This is where the truth from. When everybody's finished talking, we're going to see what agrees with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. What agrees with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And then that's what we're going to be upon. And then after we're upon that, we're not going to be amongst the doubters. Somebody come with something else, we already listened to what was said. Alhamdulillah, and we followed the best of it, meaning the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sahibi wa sallam. Then the case is closed after that. You want me to be an imma'ah? No, you go be one. I'm not going to be no blind follower. Every time somebody come with something, I'm going to jump to another program. Now, it's upon us the first time... The first time we deal with something, to try to deal with it thoroughly. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us in these ayahs. Listen to what's being said. Something comes up, take your time. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu advised, be decisive. Sit and listen to what's being said. What sounds like it's correct, sounds like it's based on the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, follow that. And then after that, you've done what you've been commanded. You are on guidance from Allah, and you are the ones with the intellect. This is what is upon the people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولُو الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger and those who are in authority from amongst the Muslims. And if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and His Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that's better than the final decision. And we've covered this ayah so many times. When you differ, we're not taking it back to any personalities. We're taking it back to the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. If this is what you were upon in the first place, then where can you take it back to after that? The first time an issue comes to you, you try to look at it in light of the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. You listen to what's being said, and then you follow what is best. You try to make the best decision for yourself. After you make that best decision in light of the Quran and the sunnah, how is somebody going to come afterwards and make you doubt on that which you already know to be clear from the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Firstly, the person who comes to make the people doubt after they've been clear, this is a problem person. And we have to be aware of these people. And unfortunately, I've seen them often since I've been a Muslim, overseas and here in America. When the people get upon the truth or Islam or try to learn that which is from the deen of al-Islam, then the people, they just come afterwards. Where you get that from? Are you sure that's the truth? That's what you mean, are you sure it's the truth? You know good and well he's following the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's following the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Why are you asking him, are you sure? Is that okay? I don't know. What are you saying? Then you make the person doubt. He's saying, why? Is something wrong? No, I ain't saying that. I don't know. I'm just asking. And then they just start to plant this type of doubt in the people. And we've seen this, unfortunately, so often, and it seemed like it had just crept back very recently. We have to be aware of these people who come to make us doubt and that which we already know to be clear. If somebody has something, really, that will prove to us that what we thought was the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, wasn't that, then the person would come and present his evidences and to show the people clearly in light of the Quran and the Sunnah where the people had went wrong. You read this ayah, you weren't reading it correctly. As I've given the example before where Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, you read this ayah, يَا يُلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. The end of the ayah, he said, you read this ayah, but you don't understand it correctly. O you who believe, concern yourselves with yourselves. No one can harm you so long as those who go astray cannot harm you so long as you're guided. people understood that to mean, listen, I'm going to let anybody do whatever he wants, so I'm just worried about me. This was the attitude they had, and they were leaving off and joining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes out and make it clear that you reading this ayah, you understanding it improper. I heard the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, say, and then he explained it to the people. So it's something that we were mistaken, and everybody can be mistaken and perfectionist for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person is going to come and make it very clear for us. Not that he's going to come and bring something that's going to make us doubt, well, now I don't know. Is it this or is it that? Then they had the people after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Khalifa, after the first Khalifa, after the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and the finest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after his prophets and messengers. When he explained it to the people doubt, well, now I don't know. Do we have the correct understanding, or is Abu Bakr correct? Nah, the people just submitted to what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought because they knew what it was. But these doubters who come to the communities, they come and when they leave, or what they say, or what they bring, it doesn't make people more decisive of what they were upon. It just makes them doubt. So after their statement, they don't feel that they're on clearer knowledge. They just feel that, I don't know now. I thought I had one thing right, and then I didn't have it right. And this is the issue of those people who bring this doubt. And this is what we need to be aware of. Okay, we accepted Islam. We're trying to learn this deen. Of course, our understanding is going to be lacking. We ask Allah to help us correct our understanding. But as we're corrected, we feel it. It's clear. SubhanAllah, man, I didn't know we was off like that. Alhamdulillah, we got that explanation. This, when this comes, this is good in the deen of Islam, alhamdulillah. And this is what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and the ulama of Islam, when they brought to the people, they came to clarify and correct and show the people that which is right. But these doubters, they come and they deal with the issues, and most of the time they deal with the big difference of an opinion issues. As this where it's a lot of room to play and to make people doubt. As you can show one side an exclusion to the other and make the people feel like, wait a minute, I thought we had already looked at it. Maybe we didn't cover what I thought we covered, and I don't know now. Somebody got to clear this thing up. And the people, they come and throw this in the community, and then they throw another one in, and another one in, and another one in, and nothing is clear, is cleared up. We have to be aware of those people, and then we have to be aware of the people who just follow anything that comes. Anybody that comes with anything, we just jump on the bandwagon because it's something new. We have to be aware of this and to be very decisive, to make sure that we listen to what is being said and that we follow that which is the best. If the people do good, we're going to do good with them. But if the people do bad, we're not going to do bad with them. And of course, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's advising the Muslims. Not if the people do bad, meaning the kuffar, we're not going to do what the kuffar do. But Muslims. And Muslims do bad. And we know it because we have our Muslim brothers and sisters who are friends who do wrong. And sometimes we just do it right along with them. Or we don't say nothing about it. That's my boy. Alright, so what? These people who come to make us doubt in our deen, we want to be aware of them. And we want to be aware of just following anything. And this doubt, it doesn't just come in the issue of the issues concerning the deen of Al-Islam or the practice of Islam or the belief in Al-Islam. It comes in every way that the people try to do good. People start putting their money down for the new masjid. Are they really going to get the building? I don't know. I don't know why y'all so fast at putting your... You don't know what's going to happen, Maki. And then they put the doubt on the people, then the people say, wait a minute, I knew this thing is good. They act like they're putting their money down for somebody else. It's for you. I matched it for yourself. Everybody knows he feels the crunch. And then somebody makes him doubt that he don't feel the crunch no more, as if he don't know. He knows his children need a school, a Muslim school. Yeah, I don't know, I've been hearing the word, look like the school might not make it. Really? I'm pulling my children out right away. But ain't it our school? Don't we need... Listen, school gonna fall down. They gonna tell you ain't gonna get your money back. You done paid for the month. You ain't getting no... I don't know. I better roll out now. This is the people, they just make you doubt in anything that's good. And when it's over with, you don't feel that you're decisive. Like if somebody came to you and showed you a criminal and said, be aware of him. Look at him. He done did this. He did that. He did this. Be aware of it. He done led those people astray, these people astray. Somebody comes in here that he says, SubhanAllah, let me be aware of that. As opposed to this doubter that just comes in and makes you say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the truth is from your Lord, don't be amongst the doubters. And this issue of doubt, it just goes all the way down the line in every issue. Whether it's a masjid, whether it's a school, whether it's issues of practice of the deen of Islam, whether it's issues of belief. The people that's always put doubt in the Muslims so that the Muslims don't do anything. Muslims are going out giving da'wah fi sabilillah. Ya akhi, you just going out giving da'wah? Where you study at? Ya akhi, I'm Muslim. You know, I learned a little bit, go to Jumu'ah, make my salat in the masjid, catch a class here and there. But man, everybody got to hear this message. I don't know, akhi, if I was you, man, if you ain't learned nothing, maybe you should just, alright, he just prevent the person. The person thought he was doing something good. He thought he heard the hadith of the Messenger of Allah salatu wasalam, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Spread what you learned from me, even if it's only one piece of information. Meaning one piece of one ayah you got correctly, you understand it, you know how to practice it. You go and spread that ayah, or that hadith of the Messenger of Allah salatu wasalam. But the person comes, he just comes to make you doubt. Man, what did I do in the past? Was it correct? Am I going to be punished? Should I seek forgiveness? Can I continue? I don't know if I can continue. If I stop, it's going to feel like I'm wrong. It just makes the people doubt in any type of good that the people are trying to do. These people, and hopefully this isn't transgressing the bounds, these people, they're like the mushrikeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ أَوْ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, they want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. But Allah will refuse except to let His light be completed, even if the kafirs hate it. These people, what they're doing is trying to put out the light of Allah. If those people are out giving da'wah according to their ability, trying to bring people into the fold of Islam. And we see people accept Islam on the hands of people who don't know much Islam. All he knows is Islam is the truth. Yeah, I say, what do you mean Islam is the truth? You know anything? He say, listen, you come to the masjid, huh? Meet the brothers. I'm telling you this thing the truth. And the person just hears from him that conviction, he say, I'm down. Accept Islam. And people have accepted Islam just because their friend, they just saw the conviction. Not that he knew much. And when we first accept Islam, what do we know about Islam? Most of us, we don't know much about Islam. All we know is, it's the truth. So this person, he wants to put out the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like he wants to put out the light of Allah because he doesn't want the people to continue to give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. When he makes the people doubt in the school, for example, it's like he doesn't want the Muslim children to learn Islam. He wants them to be with the kuffar, play with them, pick up their aqidah until they leave Islam and then until there's no more Muslim children. It's like he wants to just wipe away Islam. Oh, you putting your money down for the place? Suppose the masjid got this in it. Suppose the place isn't that. Suppose this, suppose that, suppose this, suppose that, until the people decide, all right, let's don't build the masjid no more. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen won't grow and spread. Then the people will be forced to have the revolving door that it seems like we have at the masjid. A group of people accept this now, the old group leaves. Then a new group comes, that the old group is burnt out, they leave, and like that, until the masjid, which is the size of this masjid, it will be sufficient for the Muslims for 1,000 years because the numbers don't grow. 1 million people accept Islam and 1 million leave Islam in practice because they still say they're Muslim on their tongues. So it's like these people, they want to put out the light of Allah. Someone was practicing something. And I hate to give the examples because when I give these examples, it'll seem like I'm talking about a particular person. And I'm really tired of the people saying that the talk is about so-and-so instead of just using the advice if it's good to benefit us, and if not, to just leave it alone. But if you just reflect back to your Islam, and you think of some of the practices that the people were practicing, and then you hear somebody say, nah, that ain't right. And then later you come on to find out that it's just a handful of people who think that that wasn't right, and it was okay in the first place. And we've seen this, I don't know if many of the brothers seen it, and I think they have. I know I've seen it so many times, till I'm just tired of it. Now why do we have to doubt after Allah showed us the truth? We have to be aware of the people. Once we know something to be sound, to be from this deen, we have to just stay on it and don't let the people come and say, yeah, I don't know about that. What you mean you don't know about it? Yeah, you know brother so-and-so? I don't know about him, Akhi. So how much you don't know about him? We make a lot with him. We visit him every now and then. Seems like a good brother to me. I ain't saying that. I'm just saying. And then you make them doubt in the person. And then now the person is going around asking, hey, you hear anything about? I ain't hear nothing. You hear something? Nah, somebody was saying something. I don't know what they were saying, but I don't know. And the people just make you doubt in the brothers. And the people here with the sisters too probably seen the same thing. And I mentioned the example before, going into the Muslim shop, buy something, and on the Muslim store it says halal. First of all, I don't know. You want to eat from there? I said, yeah, it's a Muslim store, Muslims in it, they say it's halal. What else am I do? I think we've been commanded to eat the halal, stay away from the haram. You saying the food haram? I ain't saying that, I'm just saying, I don't know. Yeah, I say, well, you're making people doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. If you don't know, shut up. Go ahead about your business on this, you don't know. But don't bring this doubt to the Muslims. We have to be aware of these people who have this doubt. If they think that they're trying to follow the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, da'ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka, leave alone that which you doubt for that which you don't doubt. Sometimes a person might not feel good about something. This is his personal feeling. He doesn't need to express this. This is advice for the individual. And they call this warra. That a person is being very cautious about his deen. He doesn't bring this to the next person. This is his deen. He feels that I want to be on the safest side. So for him as an individual, he treads the path that he feels is most safest for him. But he doesn't bring that to the rest of the people because it's not clear and he doesn't know. He's just leaving alone what he feels might be a little gray area. But when he doesn't have evidence, how is he just going to come out and make them doubt? We have to be careful that we don't let anybody come and just make us doubt to be this type of blind followers. Every time somebody comes with, I don't know, we down with it. And we have to be aware to shut down these people who come with making us doubt and what they make us doubt in. And this is the advice that I have wanted to give to myself or to remind myself of and to remind the brothers of, and to end it off with the statement at the end that unfortunately some people who claim that they have knowledge of this deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this knowledge to whoever He wills. And everybody's going to have the knowledge to the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him. However, that their people, and this is on all levels, that they, because they're looked at as having some type of knowledge, that they take advantage of doubting the people in light of knowledge. And this is really in light of their ignorance. And this is what I was trying to allude at when I said that they take advantage of these difference of an opinion issues. We have covered this issue of difference of an opinion, and we said that at times when Ahlul Sunnah, when the scholars of Islam, when they differ on things, then we say that we see this to be the most correct position, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We say that once everyone listened to the evidence and this person went that way and that person went that way, we say Alhamdulillah. We disperse after that and then there's no problem. On those issues of differencing where deviance and clear error is on one side and the truth is on the other side, then we're going to stand on that truth. And that difference from the deviance is not going to be tolerated. It's wrong. It's not correct. We're going to put an end to it. We're going to warn the people from it. These people have this little bit of knowledge called ignorance. They take advantage of those issues where Ahl Sunnah has differed. And they try to make these minor differences, and they are minor differences. They try to take a minor difference and put it on the level between the truth and deviance and falsehood. And by this, they make the people doubt. By this, they make the people doubt. Akhi, what are you doing? Where do you get that from? What are you doing? You know this isn't the way. And then they try to quote something. What about, in order to show you that, see, you was way off. I feel you might have been deviant. And you feel like, man, I might have been deviant. I might have been astray on that, what I was on. Instead of coming to you and saying, you know, the ulama have discussed this issue that I see you're engaged in, and it feels like you may be taking an inferior position to that one which is more superior. Scholars have looked at the evidences. They have come up with the position you've come up with. But it seems like other scholars have come up with a position that is more weightier. Why don't you just listen to both sides and see for yourself? If a person comes to us with this type of an approach, then we're going to listen to what's being said, and we follow that which we see to be most correct, and there's no problem. But those people, they come in just to make you doubt. And by sometimes using so-called knowledge to even make you doubt. And we have to be aware of this. This deen is very clear, walhamdulillah. And this deen isn't no back and forth. Today, this seems to be correct. Tomorrow, that seems to be correct. And I remember a statement of one of the sisters when I first got here, and I haven't forgot it. She said, you ain't nobody. And don't think every time somebody new come, I'm changing my deen for him. I just want to be straight with you to let you know I ain't one of them people. I said to myself, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Because this is how the people should be. Not every time somebody comes with something, okay, time to change, new person here. This deen is the same. People going to come and go, but the deen is going to remain the same, Alhamdulillah. You can bring how many people you want to bring. On any level you want to put them on, or any level they're on, this deen is one truth, Alhamdulillah. And when it's brought, then the case is closed. Like some of the brothers would say, or some of the ulama would say, that the people who follow the methodology of the Salaf al-Salih, they never have anything to worry about. Because when the biggest scholar comes to them, all he can tell them is what they already upon. Or show them, in light of the Quran and the Sunnah, and the way of the Salaf, what they need to be upon. Because when they have this understanding that this truth is from your Lord, and that they're not going to be amongst the doubters, and they have this understanding of listening to what is being said and follow what they feel to be correct, they understand that you're going to take it back to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they have this understanding, it doesn't make a difference how big the scholar is on. Because it's the same, he's going to listen to what's being said, he's going to follow the best of it. They say this is the biggest shaykh in the world. No problem. Then let's listen. If he benefits us, we say, Alhamdulillah, the shaykh, he came, benefited us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him. Someone less than that comes, he comes with something, nah, that don't seem right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooked his shortcomings. And we keep on going. This is for the people who are on certainty of their deen. They don't have to flip-flop, and they don't have to feel intimidated because of somebody's level of knowledge. Because they're not worshiping nobody but Allah. So we hope that we are aware of those people who make us doubt in the deen. And that we stay on certainty, and that we don't go back to doubt after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us the truth. And we hope that we stay away from being this imma'ah. That every time somebody comes with something, that we change to another program. If it's good, we with the good, and if it's bad, we with the bad too. But we hope that we take the advice of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that if somebody comes and he brings good, we're going to take all of the good that he brings, inshallah. But if he comes with some foolishness, then we're going to let him carry his own foolishness. And we're not going to pick that up too. As these people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, they seem like they imitate the kafirun and the mushrikun by pushing the people away from practicing this deen of al-Islam, from believing in it properly, from practicing it properly, from giving their wealth out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for establishing masjids and schools and communities, and working and spending their time fi sabilillah, the people doubt them. And I'll just end with this last example. As we used to mention quite often, many of the brothers who live in areas where their masjid isn't really upon the sunnah, that people discourage them from going to the masjid and from going to the sunnah and from helping out at the masjid. They say, "Akhi, you go to the masjid? You go to that place? It's the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He said, "You go to that? You actually make salat there? Wallahi, I make salat in my house is better." He said, "To be disobedient to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is better than obedience to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam." And makes the person doubt. "Man, I thought a Muslim man was supposed to go to the masjid, help out, keep the masjid clean, maintain it, make sure the bills are paid. But then again, I mean, they aren't deviants. You don't want to follow nobody deviant." And he's making the people doubt. And we tried to warn as many people as we could in America not to be trapped off by this. Wherever somebody lives, in any city, whatever the masjid is, be there and help the masjid. It's the house of Allah, make the salat in it. If the people aren't deviants, don't practice the deviance with them. Helping to maintain a masjid isn't helping to maintain no deviance. How often have we seen masjids have deviance and then the truth comes and the deviance comes back? The people are going to come and go. But the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should always remain there, and is a responsibility for the believers to maintain the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we wanted to present, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The brothers and the sisters felt that I was a little off in any of this advice, then please comment now, inshallah ta'ala. The brother is just saying that he doesn't remember me mentioning that when I said to follow the Quran and the Sunnah, to follow the methodology of the Salaf al-Saleh. Well, I mentioned it though. And maybe I didn't mention it at each time that you mention it, just like sometimes we might just say, make sure the truth is from your Lord, so don't be amongst the doubters. Make sure you follow that Quran. Sometimes we might just stop on the Quran, or sometimes we might stop on the Quran and the Sunnah. Sometimes we might bring all of it, follow the Quran and the Sunnah, and the methodology of the Salaf. And then at times we might add on, and then the way that the scholars were on, generation after generation, up to our generation. Wa jazakallahu khairan. Harun. As if the brothers in Asbury had any comments or statements.
So I went up.
Jazakallahu khairan. I don't know if the Dawah Center in Philly was still with us. Alhamdulillah, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There was a question?
Yeah.
Statement.
Oh, I cut him off. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Abu Muslim, this is...
Yes.
Like during the course of the night, like later after Salat, can he call you back because he still has some issues that he would like to talk to you in reference to? Sure.
Y'all can't hold on a little bit?
He said, no, he's shaking his head no.
We'll see what we can work out, inshallah, ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, sir. A recommendation. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must bless you. The ulama, they say between the ayah comes tankihu, this is, they call fi'lul amr, or the command form of the verb. But the ulama, they go back and forth between it being a recommendation or being permissible. And the issue of the fi'lul amr, or this command form of the verb, it can either mean the command, or it can mean a recommendation, or it can just mean that it's simply permissible. All of these understandings come in the Arabic language. But here, about marrying two, three, or four, seems like what is most correct is that it's a recommendation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it. Usually assume that when the knowledge comes, it means that people are being hard or people are being cold. And for this purpose, we chose the class purification of the souls so that no one could attribute this to us, inshallah ta'ala. However, brothers continue to come to me every now and then and to ask me to make this statement to the people, don't be so hard on the people, or don't make the people feel like you're being cold to them. And I don't know how many times we make this statement, and I've been saying lately that it seems like it's a ghost. This, the ghost of being hard and being cold to the people who come, who want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. However, if it's true that it's not really a ghost, that it's some of us, then we should just watch ourselves and to stay away from being hard on the people and staying away from being cold to the Muslims, as we should be warm to each other, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, that the believers are only brothers, so we should act like brothers and sisters to one another. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ